This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is day four of what is increasingly being called a trade war between the U.S. and China. Whether it's worth the economic damage gets varied answers depending on who you ask. This morning, we step back to get a snapshot of the Chinese economy at this tense moment amid its ongoing move from an export-dominated economy to one driven by middle-class consumers. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The longtime factory to the world has been working hard to shed that label. See, an all-out export economy is vulnerable to consumer slowdowns in places like America and, of course, to tariffs. This so-called rebalancing is happening, says China economist David Dollar at the Brookings Institution.
So they're growing much less based on exports than in the past, and they have shifted to domestic demand.
Still, some estimate a long, ugly trade war could chop 0.7% off of Chinese growth, which is already slowing, from double-digit growth in 2010 to less than 7% today. Beijing's central bank is tightening credit, which means less borrowing. And demographically, China is running out of young workers, says Syracuse economist Mary Lovely.
With the one-child policy and the rapid aging of their society, the size of the labor force population slowed down and then recently has started to shrink.
These are all economic headwinds for China, just as this U.S. trade spat kicks in. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.